I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 24th. A proposal for a three-story, 15-unit condo complex at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street in Quincy has been approved. Zoning Board of Appeals yesterday unanimously approved the proposal from developer Christopher Timmons, son of City Solicitor Jim Timmons. The board voted the stipulation that there be no left-hand turn out of the new complex onto C Street due to safety concerns. The new building will have garage parking for 30 vehicles. An official said the traffic impacts on the area would be minimal. Area residents spoke in favor and against the plan. Supporters argued that Quincy needs more housing and that the development would clean up a blighted property. Opponents worried about negative impacts from traffic and noise. The proposal was downsized from the initial plans for a four-story, 32-unit development that were first made almost 2 years ago. The Quincy Rotary Club recently awarding 40 graduating seniors from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools a total of $40,000 in scholarships. 30 $1,000 scholarships were awarded to 15 seniors from each high school. Six students received $1,000 nursing scholarships from the Quincy Medical Center Foundation. The Thomas M. Galvin History Award presented three $1,000 scholarships to a student from Quincy, North Quincy High, and the Woodward School, and two Toolbox scholarships of $500 each were presented through the John D. McKay Scholarship Fund to students entering a trade school. The scholarships were presented during the Rotary Club's annual luncheon that was held on May 16th at the Common Market in West Quincy. A pair of major Massachusetts and New Hampshire health insurance companies are warning subscribers that a cybersecurity ransomware incident in March and April has compromised some members' personal information. Point 32 Health, the corporate parent of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health Plan, said in April the threat impacted systems that are used to service customers, accounts, brokers, and providers. It proactively took certain systems offline to contain the threat out of an abundance of caution after detecting an unauthorized party. Harvard Pilgrim determined that the files at issue may contain personal information, including names, addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, health insurance account information, social security numbers, provider taxpayer identification numbers, and clinical information. Harvard Pilgrim is not aware of any misuse of personal information and protected health information, but nonetheless has begun notifying potentially affected individuals to provide them with more information. The state's K-12 education department is encouraging districts to restrict or ban students' cell phone use in schools, possibly moving toward a statewide mandate in the future. The education commissioner floated the idea yesterday. Hard to believe a time existed without cell phones. Now the state says it could be interfering with your child's learning. During the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education meeting, board members heard from students and staff in certain districts that have either banned phones or put heavy restrictions on them at school. The Quincy Public Schools instituted a ban on cell phone use late last year. Commissioner Jeff Riley says the state has not mandated any phone restrictions for schools, but says the department wants to reward districts that pilot the idea with a matching grant of up to $1 million. Check of business news. Stocks retreated. The Dow down 231 points. The NASDAQ lost 160. The S&P fell 47. Asian markets also slid. The dollar is down. The euro is up. Oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics come back from the brink of elimination, beating the Heat in Miami 116-99 last night, forcing Game 5 back in Boston tomorrow night at 8:30. Red Sox lose again on the West Coast to Los Angeles 4-0. They'll try and avoid a sweep. They play again tonight at 9:38 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny with a high of 74 degrees. Some showers this evening, a low 46. Sunny tomorrow, high of 66. Partly sunny 70 Friday, sunny 78 on Saturday. For the boater, waves 1 to 3 feet. Wind out of the south at 5 knots, becoming southeast 25 knots later today, and a high tide at 3:50 p.m. Sunrise 5:15, set at 8:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 24th.